American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the annual California Tire Fire, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and I am joined with my bestie, my Venus with a flytrap with a stutter, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Back in the studio, we've got Dogwater Dick, Nate's here, and so's JB the intern. And let's not forget our guests, the crooning sounds of Lee Edwards and Richie Bellarini.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Motherfucker.
Smooth like
back that, in the saddle.
That makes up so much for last week. Lee told me that he heard last week's show, and I told him I'm sorry.
I didn't let us get away from it by horribly ruining it after.
We're like, let's do it over again. Rory's all, no.
And I'm going to hang a lantern on it and make you talk about
Jesus
it and play
Christ.
Sound bites.
Yeah, for
the
weeks.
Worst ever. It's awesome. I love train wrecks. You got that's what makes awesome things like this week so much awesomer. Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's been a long week. How you doing, Nick?
I'm doing good,
man.
That
was to the gang.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How's everybody here doing?
Hey, thank you, Richie.
Thank you. No problem.
Rick.
The gang.
I didn't know it was
Studio
B.
Oh, I'm great. How's everybody else here?
Fantastic.
The podcast. Make noise.
Oh, cool. I feel like the senior statesman here because I'm the oldest person in the room.
Which is actually...
Only in the room, though, because there's somebody your age in here.
I heard that.
That's true, yeah.
I heard that.
He doesn't look it.
He doesn't look it, yeah.
Eddie looks great for his age.
Do you mind telling us your age, or you don't have to?
Not at all. I'll be 64 this November.
Hey.
All right. We'll still love you when you're 64.
Will you still love me?
Oh, no, I weren't supposed to.
Will you still need me?
We're going to give that a nice somber round of applause.
Awesome.
Social Security age now, huh?
One more year. Well, actually, I was eligible when I was 62 because of the original Social Security Act.
Oh, you get grandfathered in, yeah. So to speak.
Yeah. But I didn't
that's
take
terrible.
It. I didn't take it. I still work for a living.
Good man.
Cool.
Actually, that's a sincere round of applause.
Thank you.
It differs from the other round of applause because I say so.
There you go. And you are the chairman of the board.
And you are a fine American, sir.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to meet me.
Thank
you. Oh, what a dick.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Hey, that's why it's a pleasure. It doesn't hurt as much.
Rory, I take shits as big as you.
Max finds me comfortable.
Good times.
Yeah.
So where did you find our guests?
Where out
been fascinating.
In bars, dive bars in Reno, I want
to
say, is
the
where
best
I
place
actually
to meet
met both of them. I would actually probably have to specifically call it the dive bar known as the Foxy Olive.
Oh, these
True
are Foxy
enough.
Olive folk.
We have
run into Lee but did not know him or was not introduced to him at the old Strega.
Yes.
But I do not believe we ever crossed paths there directly. It was not until the Foxy Olive.
I was not cool enough to speak to until the Foxy Olive.
So you knew who I was and I was just a dick? Did I ever get introduced to you and never remember your name?
No, that was me. Believe it or not, that was
actually me. No, I think that was Richie.
That was me. I got to tell this story.
You
I
met me somewhere else besides the Foxy Olive?
No,
before
I
that?
Actually met you at Strega's as well.
Ah, okay.
I used to do a Sunday show there called Sunday Sinatra's.
And no shit. How
yes,
did I miss that?
I because you didn't drink on Sundays in those days. Obviously, now you drink every day of the week.
Yeah. But you go to church on Sunday.
Church on Sunday.
Ooh, church. And actually, I had met Lee there at Strega's on the Sinatra Sundays. Mm-hmm. And somebody told me that his name was Alan. So every Sunday when I'd come and I'd set up and get ready to do the singing, Lee would be sitting at the end of the counter or at the end of the bar. And I'd say, hey, Alan, how are you? And he would just, like, ignore the hell out of me.
Wait, this is for Lee.
Put a gallon in me, Alan.
So, like, this happened, like, for about a month straight. And finally I asked the bartender... who was, what's his name?
Jeremy?
No,
it was Doug.
Jeremy. It was
Doug at the time.
Doug, yeah.
Doug, okay.
I asked Doug, I said, what's with the guy at the end of the bar? I come in, I'm nice, I say hello. He doesn't say a goddamn thing. And he says, well, what's the deal, Richie? I said, every time I come in, I say, hey, Alan, how are you doing? He goes, his name's Lee. First time I said hello, Lee, he answered me. So, I mean, that's, yeah, so we met back in the Strega days.
So how did you guys hook up and
sexually?
And do this,
so
yeah, and then
wonderful lounge
that
music.
Is a story.
How
that
did
took
you
years.
Finally actually like make real acquaintance?
Okay, so
sexually. Oh yes.
Is it anywhere near as exciting as him like summer. Calling you Alan for a year and a half?
No. Well, actually, because here's what happened. So one night it was a Sunday, and I rarely came in there on Sundays, but I did this time, and I probably had about 6 or 7 drinks in me. So I was there about 15
it was
minutes.
Like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I was about there 15 minutes, and exactly. I had my 7 drinks in me, and he said, do you want to come up and sing a song? And I'm like, sure. So I'm looking through this list, and I see nothing that I know. And so I'm just like, okay. So I see a Wayne Newton tune, Red Roses for a Blue Lady. And so I'm like, okay, I'll sing this one with you. And so we did the song, and I was so awful. That's how I remember. I was awful. But he was like, he saw something somewhere in that drunken haze. That
he was
liked.
In the drunken haze, not me.
Well, right. Yeah, yeah. No,
I imagine what you heard was like a fine but untrained set of pipes there.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, after that, I fixed his computer. We hung out for a while, and eventually...
Because that doesn't sound like a serial killer setup at
doesn't
all.
It? Hey, I'll come over and fix your... Yeah.
No, and I mean so... Richie's going to be the one that kills you. The young, hot, strapping young... Oh, my God, he's dead.
Come over and fix my computer.
Who listened to Frank Sinatra?
It's more Richie's got this whole gimp outfit waiting for you.
Yeah. Lee, you're just crawl space fodder.
I seriously had people thinking we were a couple. I'm not even lying.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Aaron, a little December, June.
I did not know this.
Aaron Alvarez, actually.
Really?
Who I think you all know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was like, one night he was at Strega, and he was like, I don't appreciate you taking advantage of this old man. I see that he's buying you a lot of drinks. And
I did not know this.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Can an old man just be a drunk who likes buying other drunks drinks?
I know, right?
That's what I do.
That's
no. I've been to the old 5-star. I know what goes on.
Oh, man.
And by Richie's laugh, I can tell he was at the old 5-star as well.
Yes. That's a story on – it also involves
that's
Strega.
That's a story. Yeah. That,
all of our good stories started at Strega.
Oh, but that's not the old 5-star.
Yes.
The old
5-star. No, it was, wasn't it?
The old 5-star happened.
Was like, that stopped about 8 years ago, I think.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Then it 7 or 8 years ago.
And it was
shitty – nobody was in there, a couple old gay guys. A lot of tweakers, meth in the bathrooms.
Like 40, 50-year-old.
Guys
like
blowing each other at the bar.
Who would be bribing 17-year-old skater kids for blowjobs with meth?
Yeah.
Nice. No, I
that
mean,
was
like,
the old 5-star.
Straight up.
Yeah. Sounds like my kind of place.
Hang out after the show.
I lost my backpack there, and I walked out, and 20 minutes later, it was gone.
Wow. No, the first time I ever went to Strega, or I went to 5-star was because of Jeremy.
The owner of Strega.
You guys all know Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
he's a little swishy, too.
I'm not sure about him, but I like
the
guy.
Says the guy in the back room. Yes.
Love Jeremy, but yeah, I've had a few
thoughts
there about that young man.
An opening, there was a record thing that was coming out at the
album
Strega's.
Album release party
that I went to at Strega's.
Oh, that was with the Vampire Girl.
Yeah. And then afterwards, Jeremy said, because I was just recently new here to Nevada.
Divorced.
And
Same too.
But,
where'd you come from?
Same thing.
California.
Okay.
And Jeremy said, hey, let's walk over to the 5-star. And I had no idea. I didn't know anything about the 5-star. I was just new here to Nevada. And we walked over
there. So Jeremy's
like,
oh, you're new in town. Let's take you to this place.
Let's take you here. So we get over
there.
It's
open. It's 2 in the morning.
We got in there and actually, I had to wait 45 minutes for a drink, and I was pissed because I ain't never waited long for a drink.
Was it crowded or empty?
It was really crowded. It was. I think one of the crawls was going on that night, if I remember.
Well, yeah, there you go.
And it was a vampire crawl.
Yeah, it was. It was the vampire crawl.
Oh, that's a hard night to get a drink.
Anywhere, yeah.
That's a hard night to get anything.
The Santa crawl is even worse.
Wow.
I would say the vampire crawl in February. That's rough, but the worst is zombie crawl.
Oh, is it? Okay.
That's coming up here in just a few months. Check out the zombie crawl. It's a crazy ass Reno fucking time.
Yeah.
If you're going to go to a crawl, go to the zombie
crawl.
They
say that our city is the greatest crawl city in America.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations to, I forget what the group, Ed fucking Adkins. He's the brainchild behind all that.
Yeah, good job.
He's
dude.
Made a lot of that. I forget what group he does.
That's
it
High Delicious'
with.
Man. Oh, right?
When I go
yeah,
down,
yeah. High Delicious, friend of the show. That's her husband and father of the lovely P. Dizzle. She's a minor, so I'm not going to say her full name until I have permission.
Cool.
Well, yeah.
But Richie wound up at the 5-star.
Yeah,
did you get a drink?
I did. No, I never got a drink. The whole night we were in there, I did not get a single drink.
Were you accosted by randy men in tight-fitting clothes?
No, but I had one guy. I had just finished a show in downtown Reno, and so when I got to Strega's, I was in a full tuxedo. When I got to 5-star, I was still wearing...
A little dressy for 5-star.
A little overdressed, yeah. A little overdressed for 5-star.
Did you at least unravel the tie?
Was no, it? I kept the tie, and a gentleman walked up and went, you know... You're the only one in here that could pull that look off. And he walked away, and I didn't get any. I didn't get a drink. I didn't get picked up. I didn't get a damn thing.
But at least from his comment, you realize it's just, everybody's like, "Wow, here's the classiest guy in the joint. None of us are even on his level."
Exactly. You know? And I was like, "Okay, fine. What do I have to do? Go in the bathroom and just stand around naked, or what?"
That would work.
So what can I do in life to make men suck my dick?
That would get you. That is something you could do. Yes.
Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
And Rick, I really hope you make a sample of Richie's response there so we could pair it with Chewie's sound. That would just be a lot of fun.
Like, thank God I've got him on the good mic. Like,
yeah. Oh, my goodness.
The last time I saw you was someplace very gay.
Let's have some music.
Oh, you guys do stuff.
Let's have some.
Yeah, let's do that.
Band music.
Yeah, neither one of you are actually gay, right? You both have been married and...
Well, Richie's...
Because what you do is very gay.
No, Lee is actually facing that precipice, I think, for the first time.
I don't think so.
Okay, so, well, Richie, you've been married 3 times.
Yes.
Correct?
Right.
Okay, he's working on his 4th. I'm just kidding.
That's a winner.
I will,
day of the week,
I will be
I'm
married
on my 4th.
I will be married probably within a year. I am bi, which some people don't know, but
okay.
I don't mind saying that. So
I want
you. So
I
you
have
are.
Had,
you
I've
are
had boyfriends
swishy.
For loungy old music. I want some of part of
exactly.
you to at least be a little gay. It
makes me more comfortable. I want to suck a dick. Okay,
thank you.
Whoa.
There you go.
Some more samples. Oh my god.
Even I thought that was gay.
Honey,
see, I want to get in that.
I need a drink.
I want to get in your catalog of samples there. So there you go.
You're doing a fine job.
Yeah,
sir.
Thank you. We got to
make sure. Kind of hold up your hands to get the rest of us to stop talking.
5 cent
so Rick
royalties
can get a
every time you play
cut
it.
Of what you say?
Tag it.
Hey,
damn,
sweetheart.
Jesus,
do that again.
Not cool, Riku.
Say that again, and you know what I'll do to your little fingers.
What?
Nothing.
Oh. That's do you like it in your face?
That's an inside.
She's
joke
talking about the microphone
between me.
We're gonna do a song.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8. She likes the theater, but she never comes late. She won't ever bother with all the people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp.
She don't like crab games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearl. Won't taste the dirt with all the rest of the girls. That's why my first wife was a tramp.
She likes the free,
the free,
the cool,
the cool,
wind in her hair,
that groovy wind in her hair.
Without care. She's broke.
So are we.
It's true.
Hey, it's California. Says it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady
gets too hungry for dinner at eight. She adores the theater, much ever comes late. She goes to the opera, she stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp.
She don't like crap games with barons and earls. She won't go to Harlem dressed in ointment and boil.
Makes a noivus.
Won't dish the dirt with all the rest of the skirts. That's why my second wife was a tramp.
Sensing a trend.
The cool,
the cool
grass under her shoes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What can she lose? She's broke.
We're still broke.
It's California. Says it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady.
That's why the lady.
That's why the lady is a tramp.
Nice, you guys.
That was cool.
Thank you.
I love that song.
I need a drink.
That was the panty alert. I've never had to hit that button before, but that's the panty alert.
Fucking that rad.
That's cool.
There's only two verses of the song, and I got more wives than that.
Exactly. We need an extended
version.
Write
more verses yourself. More verse. There you go. I mean,
I thought about it.
Maybe the last one wasn't a tramp. So.
The rhyming couplets aren't really hard to mimic.
No, they're
there.
Not. See, that's the great thing with these standard songs is that you can take these lyrics and you can do all kinds of crazy stuff with them. And
you can spoof them out
on a dime. I mean, something in the crowd changes the lyrics, and you can totally do it on a dime, and it cracks everybody up. It's great, and it's fun.
It is super fun. I took Mikey on a date. I was like, we're going to go see some lounge music. And she's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then when we showed up and it actually happened, she was just all, oh, my God, this is so fun. I'm so happy we came to this. And
what was that?
That was
at
that
the Foxy when it was just Lee.
Oh, the first Friday.
Oh,
the
night Lee was there, yeah.
I was shocked. Richie had his own show that night, so he was at Pietro's. Yeah. And I was shocked. Just it was all young people except for maybe like two people that were there were
older.
Dude,
we had a banging crowd.
It was amazing.
Night. Now, I will say a certain chunk of it was a fun random people just showed up to party at that bar that night.
And they loved it though.
But you kept people in that room for a long amount of time there, my friend. It was a fantastic set.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for being at my show and making it a successful night for me to keep doing it in the future.
And that's one of the great things I love about working with Lee. I had a gentleman that worked with me out in California when I was living out there. And he was my 7-year, for lack of a better term, Sinatra man. He took all the Sinatra tunes. I took all Dean's tunes. And
gotcha.
We would double up on some other songs. And what I saw in Lee the very first time that time back at Stregas when he sang with me is that, you know, the voice was there, but more importantly, the heart was there.
Right,
and that's
right.
What I heard in his voice. It wasn't, you know, he had a scared kind of a sound to his voice, but the heart was there. And that's what I heard, and that's what I felt when it went
stepping into shoes.
Yes.
Commitment.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, you know, that is something people who perform, some people chase their entire lives and never get. And when you run into somebody who, like, and that, I thought Lee'd been singing for years.
Yeah, this guy's cool. He's a cucumber, dude.
Like, I've seen him.
Confident.
I've seen him multiple times perform at a lot of different kinds of venues, and he kills it. Like, consummate professional. Like, just like smooth as ice, cool as ice.
Yeah.
Like, he kills it. Like, to have that
ice
as
cold.
What you start off from.
Yes.
Shit, you could do anything you fucking want on stage. People are gonna eat it up.
Well, thank you.
You could literally roll around in broken glass, screaming, you know, Edie Burkell. Yeah, I mean, like, and people would watch you do that because you've got that.
Richie really taught me like 90% of what I know now.
You know how to sell your ass,
so,
boy.
Well, hell yes. You almost made me spit coffee on the mic.
show me a chunk of that. So,
no, it's 90% Richie. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of these standard songs and stuff. And when I met Richie, I was scared out of my just wits, just out of my gourd. I would get up and I'd be like, and he's like, speak up, son, speak up. What is? And there was actually, we were going to do a show together. And,
oh, I bet he's a little bitch of a drill master.
No. Here's
drill
the thing.
Sergeant.
Here's the thing. So we were practicing for the first show I ever did with him. The first real show I ever did with him was up in Virginia City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
And we were rehearsing, and I was just I kept getting down on myself, and I kept getting, and he just all of a sudden he got mad. He was like, "You're gonna either do this, kid, or I'm gonna go without you.
Quit your bitching.
Quit your exactly." And so I kind of just said, "You know what? Forget it."
Good coach. Good on you, coach.
I was like, "He's disappointed in me. I gotta do this."
Yeah.
So it, all of a sudden, I just said. You know, just I hoisted up my nuts and I just did it.
Hell yeah.
And that was, and it was great. Ever since then, it's just been, I've gotten better and better and better and better.
How many years have you been doing this? Not even.
No. Okay. So
not even one.
Well, okay. So here's the thing. So I started with Richie back in, what, late 2010?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But we really didn't start till, see, I went to Georgia for a month, and that's a whole different story. But anyway, I came back from Georgia in early 2012.
What was his name? Never mind. We can't say that.
I thought her name was
that
Georgia.
Could take up a whole show. That man was insane.
Yeah,
anyway.
Peaches. No. Name for the size of his – you were saying.
I just want to say we weren't together. But anyway – no, I went to take a job. But anyway, I came back, and immediately Richie was like, okay, you're going to be a singer now, and that's how it's going to be. And I'm like, okay, that's how it's going to be. And so we started doing stuff. I would say my actual professional career has started in October of 2013.
Okay.
So not – it's coming up on the year
not
now.
Not even quite 1 year.
It's coming up on the year.
And he's done amazingly
well. I know. And,
yeah.
And
he's
seriously,
taught me
people,
so much.
I've seen him on stage a bunch of times. And I mean I'm a music critic. I write fucking articles about bands and their performances and shit. And like, I had not doubted my mind for a second.
Thank you.
He hadn't been on stage for at least 10 years.
No,
that's
he was,
just,
he
no
was
way.
Actually.
No.
And
was,
I don't give out that kind of like actual glowing compliment quite readily. Because I'm a prima donna. I'm the best number one performer.
And I didn't pay you to say that.
No,
I didn't
but
pay
I had
you,
to
right?
give.
Right,
him
he has not given me a dollar to say his.
I
name.
Mean, we brought a bottle of Jameson, or actually Richie did.
Yeah,
Richie,
no, that's
Richie brought.
That's
the bottle.
Why I'm kissing this guy's ass. Longer.
Well, today's show is brought to you by Richie
Jameson.
And Lee and Jameson.
Today's show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, Reno Computer Fix. You can find them out down on South Wells next to Dandelion Deli in the Trophy Store. They'll fix your computers. They'll sell you a new refurbished one. They'll take care of any damaged parts. They'll fix any viruses. They'll secretly put in more expensive parts and tell you they're just looking out for you. They're really awesome, actually. And they sell art on the walls, and it's consignment, and
wow.
You can bring your dogs
wow.
in.
Where
and
is
they're
this?
Friendly, and the people are all sexy and hot and young.
Sunwells.
Not that they need to be that. That's why I say it last, because that's just like a fucking cherry on the top of all the awesome things they can do for you at Reno Computer Fix.
I like it.
They can save your marriage.
Are they?
They can
Reno
save
computer
your marriage.
Fix.
They couldn't save my two.
RenoComputerFix.net.
You didn't go there.
Whoa. You know? No, seriously?
They couldn't have fixed mine.
No, I don't think they could actually fix a marriage.
Okay, edit that out. Edit that out since they're paying you. We don't want to.
No, it's fine. They're okay with that.
They're okay with not
they're,
fixing
they're also
Richie's a, marriages.
They're
yeah,
also
they probably
a,
could
oh.
fix my computer, but they couldn't fix my marriage.
Oh,
your
on
marriages.
Record, they're
okay.
also a bunch yeah. of fucktards.
Oh, really?
Especially Shell.
So it's like the Geek Squad.
Wow. And I'm calling you out, babe, because I know you never listen to the show.
Actually, I think she does.
We'll
have
I
to find
it.
Out.
Oh, if not, I'll find out after that.
Did you call me a fucktard?
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time now, would it? Huh?
Right back at you, dude.
Lucky
I'm not talking
me.
To you, Nick.
Oh, I know. That's imagine I would oh. say if you said it to me.
So when we role play this imaginary thing, you're the girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexually.
Yeah, you are.
Dude, that is so gay. Rick wouldn't even do it.
Oh my goodness! Is it time for another song yet?
I think so. What else you guys got?
Yeah, Richie, I mean, really?
Richie,
how many songs
by yourself?
Could you guys just do?
You put something up? I'll do it.
All right. Here you go. This is
any
this is
key and whatever you want to do.
Really? Any key? No, I'm just kidding. Here you go.
My glass is empty, though. Does somebody run?
JB,
Do we have a hostess?
Or no? What would you like to have?
The intern.
Richie, what is your order there? What are you drinking?
A little Sprite and Jameson.
Sprite and Jameson.
I'll have that, too.
I feel like I'm in the lounge right now. We should turn the lights down a little bit for this next
See, this is nothing out of the ordinary because we're usually pretty sauce when we sing, so.
If you learn it drunk, you can do it
like
drunk.
The original Rat Pack. Please.
Yeah.
You know, at Pietro's, we have to.
Wait, you need another one?
I do.
Oh, yeah, one more.
Over here, too.
Over here. Hello.
Our guests are thirsty. Thank you, guys.
While we wait here, Richie, how long have you
been
performing
the production assistant.
And singing these quote-unquote – have you been singing since these standards were popular music?
No, actually, in all truth, I started early in my father's church. He was a Baptist minister.
Oh, okay.
And we started singing with my brothers and my sisters at his church. And, we're doing everything from Amazing Grace to How Great Thou Art.
Yeah, yeah.
I started.
My early singing career was also in the church.
It really?
Catholic churches, but yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Little Ave Maria?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At school every week, two, three times a week, we were singing in church.
Did the nuns do the thing with the ruler on the knuckles?
I never got.
Is that what you do to Riku's finger?
They were still doing that. No.
Okay.
Something else entirely.
Yeah.
But I did get my mouth washed out with soap twice. Like actual bar of soap in my mouth at the water fountain when I was finally.
Wow. What did you say to cause that?
I believe shit.
Oh, good one.
Wow.
Stack high in transit.
The second time, I called somebody a fucktard. No.
Good callback.
At a computer fix store. Yeah, Rory, after the show, you're getting your mouth washed out.
You know what? It wasn't a nun. It was Mrs. Kazella, old Polish lady, who had taught in the school so long that when I was in the fourth grade, she still said, "Oh, Rory, I remember when I used to change your diapers."
Oh, God.
Oh, God. How embarrassing was that?
It was less embarrassing. Embarrassing in fourth grade around the other fourth grade kids who all the teachers had said that because my parents had actually fallen in love and met while they were teachers at this school.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my parents were Catholic school teachers. Don't even start.
Oh, wow.
And long story short, Mrs. Kazella, it was way more embarrassing when I was a second grader taking a note to the fourth graders, the big kids. When it was all the other kids my age, all right, they already make fun of me anyway. But this is the big kids. I'm just like being like made even smaller.
Wow.
It was horrible. But
I got a question for you then. Did your mom and dad were they behind you 100% when you
came out of the closet?
When you just I wasn't
going there. I didn't mean to step on
Richie. I will say no and no.
No. Go. But
I wasn't
continue.
Going there with the
Actually,
continue, Richie.
No and yes. Like so, one day my mom asked me, "You know, I know it means you're gay if you have one ear pierced. It means you're straight if you have the other one. But why do you have both?
Yeah.
Why do you have both pierced?" And I said, "Pshuh.
I'm likely.
You figure it out, Mom." And she just
it was an
early live facepalm. It was more of an eye roll than an
But you were just fucking with her, right? Like you didn't...
No, I had sucked a dick or two at that point.
Wow. Suck one dick, cocksucker for life.
I gotta tell you this.
This show is already better than last
Here comes Richie.
I'm sorry, and I meant to ask I was asking Richie where his musical background was from.
It was in the church. Yeah. It really was. It was in the church. And you know, I'll tell you the most wonderful thing that ever happened. I was in high school. I was probably I think I was a junior in high school. This is a true story. It was a Sunday morning. My dad always saw all the church people first before he went out and did the morning service. And he had got through talking to some of the people at the church in his office. And I walked in his office and I said, sat down and I said, "Daddy," and I was scared to death, may I add. I said, "Daddy, I can't follow in your footsteps. I can't do what you do." I said, "I want to be an entertainer. I don't know if I can make it. I don't know if I can do it, but I want to try." My father sat across this big desk that he has in his office, and he pulled his glasses down. He had these little horn-rimmed glasses, and he pulled them down, and he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, "You know, I've always believed that if a man was going to be a street cleaner, he ought to be the best street cleaner he can be. And if he's going to be a window washer, well, he ought to achieve to be the best window washer he can be." He said, "So if you want to be an entertainer, achieve to be the best entertainer you can be." The man supported me through
God
everything
damn right.
I ever did.
God damn right.
Right on,
that's
man.
Awesome.
So he ended the story.
Well,
with,
and really,
that didn't always happen with future parents.
But, yes. a Baptist minister and
a
an
Baptist
entertainer?
Minister from Louisiana.
Then doubly so on what I'm about to say. A Baptist minister from Louisiana and the son being an entertainer? Apple don't fall far from the tree.
No.
I wanted to go to seminary until my mom said there was no way her firstborn Irish Catholic son was going to go be a priest. So I became an entertainer instead.
Oh, but before I interrupted
and
you.
And a priest.
What were you going to say to
her?
Well,
and a reverend, yeah.
Well, I was going to say that the one thing my father, that particular Sunday, that the one thing before I left his office, and he stepped out to do his sermon at the pulpit, Daddy looked at me and he smiled and he said, "I want you to make me one promise, though." And I said, "All right, Daddy, what is that?" And he said, "Promise me," he says, "you will never do a show that you would be ashamed to bring your children or your grandchildren to." And up to this point, I've kept that promise.
You're about to break that
Yeah,
one.
He's on the podcast. We're going to talk about dicks a lot.
I'm going to really say I'm glad I never made that promise because I would have blown that one. Oh, my God.
No, I can honestly say I kept that promise, like I said, up to this point. But Daddy's passed on, and so God
We're sorry.
Loves.
Well, all right. How about that? I would let my daughter come see me play Rocky and Rocky Horror coming up on Halloween at Cargo with Pinky
You're
Polansky.
You're doing that, yes.
You okay?
I'd let her see it when she's 18, but she
yeah,
doesn't
I
get
like
to.
It.
No. And she doesn't get to see me do that. No.
But you know, you can bring her to one of our shows at Pietro's. And
absolutely.
It would be amazing.
She would love that.
Because we have it's a family place, and so we tone it
down.
She
likes music from the olden days, as she puts it.
The olden days? Oh, well.
Yeah, anything before at least fuzzy wah pedals into her mind is the olden days musically.
I remember those days well.
Cool. First time my little nieces heard some Andrew Sisters like old recordings at Uncle Rick's house, they looked at my mom and said, "Mommy, what's wrong with this music?" like you know, like someone spilled a grape knee high on it and it got old. "Mommy, what is wrong with this?"
Yeah.
It's like your ears spit it out.
Those, oh my yeah. God, a grape knee high.
Well, let's hear some music.
Yeah.
Some old-timey music.
Oh, more songs.
Yeah. Yeah, music.
So, Richie, this is yours. Do you want to do your little intro you usually do?
Which song would I do?
the kick in the face.
Oh, kick in the head song. All right. I had the great pleasure of I was very lucky. I was very fortunate as a young man and got to meet Dean Martin. And that went over really well because he was Italian. I was Italian. Didn't work so well for Frank, but that's another story. and I got to work with Dean a couple times in Las Vegas, but the greatest part of it was that I got to go out to Hollywood and work with Dean on the Dean Martin Show, the original Dean Martin Show, which ran for 9 seasons. And Dean was probably one of the biggest influences on my life. He was a guy who taught me everything I knew, and Dean was he was just amazing. And this was a song that he did in the original version of Ocean's 11 with Frank Sinatra and the rest of the Rat Pack. You going to help me with it, Lee?
Yeah, I can do a couple of things.
Okay. How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fellow once said, ain't that a kick in the head? You know the room was completely blank. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful.
She's sunshine enough to spread. Oh, it's just like the fella said. Tell me quick, ain't love a kick in the head? Said, ain't that a kick in the head? Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep, I keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, gonna be beautiful. She's telling me we'll be wed
for the fourth time.
She picked out a king size bed. I couldn't feel any better. I'm inside. Tell me quick. Oh, I love a kick.
Tell me quick.
There we go.
Ooh la la.
Very cool.
I like it. Thank
Again,
you.
I'm gonna go with
I love that. Dino.
A little panty dropper alert.
Yeah, if that don't get you wet.
Yeah, I really. And Richie here is just, he's the sharpest dressed man in the room in a lovely black tuxedo with red bow tie and vest.
Nice.
Nice pleated shirt.
I think the best dressed man we've ever had. I mean, he's looking pretty good,
aside
too.
Aside of myself wearing nothing but a bow tie and sneakers.
A very long bow tie.
It's a nice package you got there, Rory.
Thank you. It's a Christmas gift.
Ah.
Oh, so early.
So what were your father's exact words when he said not to ever have a show you wouldn't bring the... Because we're probably about to break that, and I'm looking for a loophole.
So. Oh, are we about to get to that? I was actually going to ask the band. I wanted to ask the band here.
Yes.
where can people find you, either physically or virtually?
Actually, physically, they can find Lee on Thursday nights at Pietro's over in Victorian Square, right across from across and Kitty Corner from the Nugget. He does his own show there on Thursday nights, which... He does a fantastic. I've gone, and it's amazing what he does.
But he's biased. But
I'm what?
it can be.
Oh, kind of I enjoy the show I did with you. So don't touch your microphone.
Sorry.
No nervous clutching.
My janky please. Crap.
We're
sorry.
Nervously clutch that, but not the microphone.
Okay,
they
got
feel
it.
Very
got it.
Similar. One's harder. The other's your dick.
Sexually.
Oh, Richie's about to fall over on the floor. Rich,
I am.
You do have certain comedic sensibilities of maybe a slightly earlier decade.
I think so, yeah. A little earlier than you guys here.
But he transitions well into modern times.
Well, I hope he transitions well on a dime, because ladies and gentlemen... Oh, wait. What did you want to say?
Oh, nothing. No.
Oh, we were still in the middle of plugs.
Well, no. Yeah.
Let's keep plugging.
Keep plugging.
What about the Richie show? When's the next time you're performing?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I have every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Pietro's also, and then Lee pops in whenever he feels like, and he joins me. We also do a duet together on the second and fourth Wednesday at the Polo Lounge. We can always be found there, and... Mm-hmm. We just recently kind of I put it together today, so it's kind of a surprise,
hey,
if you will.
Worst little podcast exclusive.
This is an exclusive.
It is. It's the first time we've announced it. So.
Oh, I like that. We will be this Wednesday. We're going to perform at a wonderful place up in Carson City called Living the Good Life. It's a magnificent little club. I've been
That's
in
the
there.
That's the name of a place?
Yes. Yeah. It's a great little club. Very classy, very nice. What the hell it's doing in
wooden
Carson
brass
is beyond me.
Wooden brass kind of classy?
Exactly.
More wood than brass.
Nice.
And a little ass, but you know.
Hey, all right.
And I just got a call from the owner, Gina Perez, and she's going to – we're going to start there this – tomorrow night? No, Wednesday night.
No, Wednesday.
Wednesday night, yep. Yeah.
So it's kind of a short notice. As this podcast is released, they'll be having
exactly.
their first show.
Yeah.
That's right. And it's a great place. They have great food. My wife and I went up there for dinner the other night, and we first time there, and we enjoyed the food. I've known Gina for years. Her dad owns the Polo Lounge in Reno.
Oh, cheers. Now, what's the name of it again?
It's called Living the Good Life.
And if you missed the show at Living the Good Life this week, make sure you call up and hit them up on Facebook and ask them when the next time they're going to have Richie and Lee in, because you really want to see that show there.
That's right. Yeah. It's a brand new show, and it's a whole new audience, and that's what thrills me the most.
Two people do that.
Well,
if you got two, that's pretty good.
And I don't know, Lee, do you have any other things coming up?
Actually, I keep getting volunteered for stuff. I feel like I got volunteered for Foxy Olive because I forgot, but I didn't. Yeah. I did agree
you,
to it.
You at Foxy Olive, you
I gotta
agree
tell you
to
that
things
story,
after a certain point. It usually is about the third shot or fourth beer or both.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. I'm like, was I drunk when I accepted this? Because, okay, yeah, I'm doing this? Okay, yeah, sure.
I feel you, soul brother.
Yeah.
I feel you.
But
I must tell you,
what's
though,
this thing in December?
He called me up Mary the day that all this was going on. And he went, I'm playing the Foxy Olive. And I said, oh, really? That's wonderful. And he said, I didn't know I was playing.
It happened. I found out, we were doing the show at the Polo, and it came up on my phone.
Yeah.
And I, pulled my phone up on stage. I'm like, I'm going to be at this show. Do-be-do-be-do-be-do-be-do. So, but Nick.
He had agreed to it, 2 months earlier, and I put
he
it
didn't
in my
remember.
Calendar.
I forgot.
He didn't
that
remember.
That happens.
And,
no,
and this is when I still thought he was this consummate professional who'd been doing
I'm
this
not,
for years.
No,
he's
no.
in
just,
the calendar.
Had I known he was a noob, I would have called him back.
Not only
I
that,
thought, though,
all right,
we're
time.
Talking about this drunk. Put it in the calendar. We're done. We're doing this. That's how I remember things, because I drink too much or I forget.
I don't even try to remember anymore.
But I do have something coming in December. What is this again, Nick?
December 5th and 6th.
Oh,
Mary
Anarchy.
Winter Ball.
Okay.
I asked Lee last time I saw him. Would you
Excellent.
Like to do that?
That's absolutely. A gig, so you know.
Yeah, we're going to have some comedians, too, so I think it'll be cool.
That'd
before
be fun,
I transition
right?
into, will I have acoustic acts, mm-hmm. Lee.
And I'm pointing at Richie.
Oh, yeah, Richie.
Too.
Would you like to come too?
I would love to come.
Awesome.
Well, and
this
what
is this, be a
what,
really
what
cool
day
show
is
this
it?
Yeah,
what
okay. Day?
The 5th
well,
and 6th?
I'm working on it on Friday and Saturday. It's a 2-day event, so.
I've got a contract.
Can you do a day gig?
I might be able to do something during the
daytime.
Because we do.
Because we start
we
early on Saturday.
Start at 4 on Friday.
4 on Friday.
And
three, or two on Saturday.
Saturday
depending
could
on how
probably
much
do
we
something.
He could probably
yeah.
do Saturday. Just get him some coffee and a really good tall glass of bourbon.
And just so you know what you're agreeing
it's
yourself
like a 20
to.
Minute.
This is an event called Mary Anarchy Winter Ball. Mary Anarchy is a fundraiser we've been doing for a little over 10 years now. Oh. 10 and a half years. So a little over 10 years. Wherein a bunch of us rockers and artists and performers get together and throw on a big show to raise a sack full of money. And we do this in honor of our good friend Marianne Soda, so Mary Anarchy, so named for
Pasoda.
Her. Pasoda, excuse me. Who passed away in 2004. Mm-hmm. We had done some fundraisers for herself and her illness and then in her passing. And she was a big promoter and manager and you know part of the music scene in Reno, and this is what we do in her name to keep passing it forward.
It would
her
be
name.
An honor for me to do
doing
I
the same kind of shows she would put on that we did for her for other people here in the future.
Nice.
And this year's beneficiary was announced today.
Yes, and it's going to be Greg Allen,
Mr. Big Hand Greg,
in the visual arts, Mr. Big Hand Greg from Baby Oil
Handjob.
Days,
one of the first bands we ever had on the show, at least.
Really wonderful tapes. Human being and just
what a name.
Great artist.
Baby Oil Handjob.
Baby Oil Handjob.
Absolutely.
One of the most punk fucking rock bands that ever walked the
it
streets
It sounds
of Reno.
Like it.
I like
so,
it.
And I can already tell he's getting a lot of love from people like local artists who paint and stuff are like, I'm putting a painting in that. It's almost going to be like there's going to be a really cool painting show that you can
nice.
Buy, you know, silent auction these art pieces.
From
and
tons
stuff.
Of talented local artists.
Yeah, I think
very
it's
going to cool.
be like that. And we're mixing up with comedians and we're going to have you guys doing lounge music and then the
love
acoustics.
To.
Then bands, you know, we're going to have Friday Night's
at the end of the
yeah. punk rock.
It's still going to be our traditional yearly, well,
quarterly
quarterly blowout
day or whatever.
I shall drink to that.
So because this is going to be like, what, the 8th Winter Bowl?
Yeah.
7th or 8th? Yep. 8th? Something like that.
Something around there, yeah. 6 or 7, I think.
Yeah, we've had 10 May and now almost 10 December shows.
Wow. It was 2008 we started the Winter Bowl.
It's biannual.
I don't know. But anyway, it's a great thing, and thanks, you guys.
It's never straight. Always gaily
the
forward.
Lineup's already filling up today. Like, we're going to have the lineup in a couple weeks, and it'll be full, like 20, 30 bands.
And you hear me?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Princess Bombs was playing for Gray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
That's my band with my daughter.
Okay.
Oh, Riku. Break my heart.
Hey, bullshit, girl. You know you want to play.
She'd be mad if she didn't get to play, you know?
I've only seen pictures of your daughter on Facebook, and, you know, all this time that I've known you from the days of Stregas, and then, you know, getting back together with you at the Foxy Olive when you were doing the poetry nights there.
Right, right.
And this I really didn't know that you even had a daughter until
now
recently.
You would teach her such naughty words.
My daddy is the best.
Thank
he
you,
is
sweetheart.
Indeed.
If there's going to be any one good thing I do with my stupid life, it's raising that kid.
There you go. Yeah. And it looks to me like you've done a good job, by the way.
Yeah, so far so good.
So far.
This is still like a balancing act in the middle of the Grand Canyon. We could fall off at any time. Just a strong gust of, hey, want to try meth, little girl? You know, like no.
Okay, wait. Okay, so take that out.
We could, like, do half of it right now and half after the show.
No, we can't, honey.
This is funny.
No, it's not. This will get me put in jail.
Social services.
And then you
want
to know
what will
happen to your little fingers.
Okay.
Still, oh, that's still God. A mystery. What are you talking about? Wow. Hey, Rick.
Oh, my goodness.
Why don't you hit up Rory's music?
Yeah, I think it's time.
Let's keep the good times
rolling.
Rescue
me out of this pit hole and give me my music.
As you wish, Mr. Dodd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, most specifically Richie, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world. Where I'm going to ask you boys a series of uncomfortable and awkward questions that I will then judge you and subjectively score you with very silently on my end.
All right.
Are you ready to play?
I am. Okay. How about you, Lee? You ready?
I'm drunk, so yes.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll
agree to anything.
He will.
I'm going to start off with some of the softball questions.
Okay.
Lee, what's the first album you ever bought?
Oh, boy. Oh, bought, not stolen from, like, Napster or something.
So funny that a first album could be on Napster. That's how young you are.
I'm going to say there's your answer, son.
Yes.
No.
Shut your mouth. You'll just ruin your score.
I'm going to be honest. Okay. The first I ever paid actual cash money for was The Killers' Hot Fuss.
Had you stolen albums off of Napster before that?
Before that, yes.
Okay, what'd you steal?
What was the first thing that you...
Oh, my
the
God.
First
okay,
album,
the first
not
album,
just a song.
The first album I ever stole. Oh, my God. I'm going to get so much flack for this. Evanescence.
There we go.
There we
Dirty
go.
Cocksucker.
Absolutely. The real answer. And, honey, go to your room.
I met Amy Lee. It was fun. She was
Children
a bitch.
Cruel.
She was a fucking bitch.
Richie, what's the first album you ever bought? And I'm going to assume you did not download it on Napster for free.
No, in my day, no, we didn't.
Or Individual 78.
No,
the very first album,
it fell off the back of a truck, that would still count.
I wished it had. Actually, the first album I ever bought was the Smothers Brothers.
Wow. Nice.
Dude,
so one of the original musical comedy
duos.
Dude,
on that question,
it was a great album. It was, you know, a combination that their great harmony and their comedy, and it was just. And I love the Smothers Brothers. Tommy and Dickie were fantastic people. They still are.
I have to admit, enjoying them on certain variety shows of the 70s, such as Carol Burnett.
And
well, I want to say that I love Dick. I love Dick.
I actually had the
and Lee almost spit out his drink on his laptop. So all is even.
Dick is funny.
Make sure to bring
Dick. Yeah, but Mom always liked you best,
especially when you put a little Santa Claus hat on it. Dick's
home. Daddy sure Dick gets his warm milk.
Okay, so anyway.
So in the pre-show talk, I heard this mentioned. Richie, what's your favorite drunk food?
My favorite what, sir?
Your favorite drunk food.
My favorite
Can
junk
you recall
food.
Your answer from earlier?
No, I don't. What did I say?
I don't know about food, but I'll always take a drunk.
Yeah, I'll always take a drunk. Always, yeah. I'll do bourbon every time.
I'll give you points for that.
Okay,
anyway.
Thank you.
I like that answer.
I'm going to so lose on this.
Yeah.
Oh, man, drunk food.
That's because you're young.
Everything whenever I'm drunk, I want like a dragon roll from EG.
That's a very common answer, but we all...
That's a good answer.
We love that.
Yeah.
I want sushi, but sometimes I will take blood pie.
You've never done that with me. We've always gone out for sushi.
Yeah, blood...
What's a blood pie?
Okay, we're said not to reference Lake Street. All right, so... no, blood pie. It's like oatmeal and blood.
I don't know.
It's like an England thing. It's like it's
no, blood no, from blood what? Pudding.
It's like a pig blood and oatmeal.
Oh, okay. God, yeah, no, serious? British blood
Oh, it's
pudding.
So good.
And you
it's
met
so
him at
good.
The what vampire crawl?
I don't do this. Nope. I do not do this. Let this be. I want this publicly known. I do
Are you
not,
a vampire, Lee?
I do not
Gross.
Do the pig's blood.
All right, moving on. Oh, wow.
That is one of the weirdest ones we
that
ever
is
got.
So, that's, yeah, good. Lee, I would have to be drunk to eat that.
I guess this is actually a really natural follow-up. But Lee, trapped on a desert island, your lover, your brother, or your mother, who do you cannibalize first?
Oh, my brother has great, like, carpentry skills, so I think I need him to build a house. My girlfriend, that's sex. So my mom.
Has great marbling.
Has great marbling.
Oh my gosh, she's going to hear this at some point too. And Mom, I'm sorry you're gone. You have nothing to contribute to my
on
life.
The island.
Reggie.
Yes, sir.
Same question. Your lover, your brother, or your mother trapped on a desert island. Who do you cannibalize first?
All three.
Hey.
Oh,
they're that the survivor of the zombie challenge.
Living high on the hog.
And he gets to bring...
Sorry, he's kicking your ass here, Lee.
He's been around longer.
All
I have
of
no choice.
History, Richie.
Yes.
Who do you pick a fist fight with? Not just who do you have, like a
you
boxing
totally
match.
You get away with it.
Who do you pick a fight with? All of history.
Oh, my
no
Lord.
No fictional characters.
No fictional characters. Oh, my God. You know, I got to tell you, my first wife.
Ooh, really?
Just
Ooh.
Punch her right in her Ooh. Face,
you
right?
Know, that bitch had a left that could get knocked out of her.
There's an honest fucking answer right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Face!
But when the lights were low, she was damn good.
Yeah, they always are. Yeah, the crazy yeah. violent ones, oh my God.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's why we keep them around.
That's right. Yeah.
Crazy in the head, crazy
yeah.
in the bed.
See, Lee, I'm trying
that
to alternate.
Spanish.
Can I give you a home court, a visiting court advantage here? But he's just kicking your ass in all the answers. Same question to you. All of history, who do you fist fight with?
Tesla.
Nikola
the band or the man?
Nice.
No, the not band? The band. The man.
Okay. I like that because everybody's always like standing up for him.
I would appreciate it. The chutzpah of taking on the whole fucking band of Tesla. That'd be awesome.
I might as well just concede. Richie's gonna win. But go ahead. Like, go ahead.
Electrocute you. What's your justification for Tesla? You could still have a good answer.
Yeah,
here.
I would like to hear
you
this.
You could save this.
Okay.
Bring it. Bring it.
Nikolai never.
Are you
heard
trying
nobody.
To get in good with Edison? What's your deal?
Well, he was richer, wasn't he?
Yeah, fucking. A. I'd like that.
Anyone who subjects San Francisco to an earthquake, I want to punch. I don't know.
Whoa. Did he do
Urban
that?
Myth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bullshit alert.
I've got nothing. Well, he said he did.
Did he?
No. I'm drunk. I don't know.
Yeah, there's my bullshit alert.
He said he started an earthquake.
If it's not a myth, let's start it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's been a myth.
No, he had an Nikolai. Earthquake machine.
Totally.
It's just been go a, on. Rick, it's been a myth for 80 years.
Is that really a myth?
Bullshit on it.
Is that a myth?
Yeah.
We could have Max Volume voice a promo for us that says, they started the earthquake.
So it was claimed by himself and one other person, but nobody else reported it anywhere else.
Yeah,
it's kind of like
I am now an idiot on radio. So there we go.
Have you ever seen a dead body, Lee?
Yes,
like not just in a casket at a funeral.
No, it was not at a funeral. A friend of mine, when I was 14, she committed suicide in the next room I was in, And we heard the gun.
A dark question.
We heard a gunshot, and we walked into the adjacent. We were actually sitting there playing like N64, like Super Smash Brothers.
Oh wow!
And we walk into, and we heard a gunshot, and she shot herself in the head.
Wow. Jesus,
oh my God. Richie, have you ever seen a dead body? Yeah,
Rory.
No, this is one of the darkest questions I have. It's supposed to be weird. Have you ever seen a dead body? Again, not in a funeral home setting.
Many. You know,
I was going to say,
God damn it! That could be your answer there.
Many.
If you don't mind, I served 4 years in Vietnam. I saw.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, sir.
That would do it.
For sure. Another reason why the question makes me really uncomfortable.
Hey, I ask the sexy questions. I ask the dumb questions. I'm going to ask the dark questions, too, because they are interesting.
It is interesting.
And I like it. I'm just waiting for the damn sexy
right
questions.
On the edge.
All right, you want the sexy questions.
I want the sexy.
Where and when?
Okay.
Where and when, Richie, were you deflowered?
Oh, my God.
I want to hear, like, the circumstance. Was it, like, hiding in a barn somewhere?
No, it wasn't in a barn.
Or at the back of a movie theater with a hole cut in a thing of popcorn?
Did you save yourself for your first wife?
No.
Okay.
Or my second or my third.
I'm not saving myself right now.
I'm not saving myself for anybody. Screw them. Oh my gosh. You know,
He doesn't remember.
No, I do. It was,
maybe we should go to Lee first because it was more recent. No,
you are right about that. It was 1971. I know because
that was the year I was born. So awesome. I'm sorry. I didn't
mean to
interrupt.
Was that you? Are you my son?
Dad?
It was 71. I know that because that was the year I bought a 1971 for AMC Gremlin.
Ooh.
Yes.
That was the first car I was ever in an auto accident in.
Me too.
Did you do it in my car?
Yeah, I did it in the
car. Maybe it was the same car.
Yeah. Rory was her son.
My dad had a Gremlin, and I was a kid, and it was
And Rory lost his virginity in it. And Roy is my son then.
I could only hope.
We've discovered a mystery here. Where is this Gremlin located? Well, like state and city.
And what was the young man's name?
Okay, I
you can withhold the name.
It was in San Francisco. No, I was living in San Francisco at the time. We used to go out on the Pacific Highway, which is out along the Cliff House, for those of you who know San Francisco, the Cliff House area. And there was a place up there called, it was basically Lover's Lane. And I will not give a last name, but her first name was Marianne.
Wow, I was thinking Marianne that whole time.
And let me tell you a quick story with this, okay?
Names.
The San Francisco Police Department used to patrol that area on horseback at the time because it was kind of a wilderness area, if you will. Part
this
of the San
story
Francisco
might
park.
Get weird in just a minute.
It really will. And so Mary and I are in the car, and we're like, humpa, 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 humpa. And all of
was
a sudden,
this your first time with her?
Yes, it was my very first time.
All right.
Gremlin's bouncing up and down.
Gremlin is bouncing. It is a hot San Francisco night. I got the windows down, not to fog up, you know. Got the windows down, and I hear this sound.
Did you fart?
And I'm like, "Ooh, baby, what's up?"
VBF.
And I hear, and I'm like, "Really?" And she's pointing to the window at the whole time.
Oh.
I look up and here's a horse head in the window.
Oh.
It was
oh
a mounted God. Police officer.
He just walked right up to you and was like, hey, kids, what's up?
Yeah, exactly. It was a mounted police officer, and it was his horse hanging his head in the window going.
And you're just all into it.
I was.
And you didn't even see it. Like, oh, that's awesome.
After that, I went down in the Castro. It was a lot easier.
Yeah, I bet you
going
went
down.
You went down. That's the operative term there. Going down in the
Would
Castro.
You like some Vagisil?
Whoa, that's a new one.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Wow.
Elite.
This isn't fair. He's three times my age. His stories are going to be better.
I know. Okay, really, you could have a rock and roll virginity.
Actually, Prius.
One of the best rock and roll stories with this dude who was like, I think 19 at the time, telling us about when he was 14 and banged a 22-year-old on the top of a mountain. I mean, you could still have an epic
I was 10.
Story.
Whoa.
Wow.
Really? You didn't tell me this.
Really?
No, okay.
Are you bullshitting?
No, I'm not bullshitting. I was 10 years old. She was
She was.
I honestly don't know how old she was. I think she
older?
Was between 14 and 16. Yeah. So I think older. It was statutory rape. However,
well, if you were 10, yeah,
I was 10. This was in Texas. This was like, it was in Canyon Lake, Texas, and it was like on the riverbed, and we were both really high, not off pot, just. I'm not going to explain. But anyway, so we went at it and we
sniffing glue?
Absolutely.
Were
no,
you sniffing
it was
glue?
It was
Whippets?
Rush?
It was
altitude?
It was about 7,000 feet.
So, yeah, well, you were high.
Anyway, no, I was
is this Alamogordo, New Mexico? No,
Alamogordo? No, yeah. No, this was Canyon Lake, Texas.
Okay.
Who have you been talking to? Alamogordo.
Canyon Lake.
I was like
sound
four
like
in Alamogordo.
Okay.
How do you even know my history? Okay, so no, I
you drink a lot. That's
this,
how he knows.
This yeah. I know. I probably told him. No, I lost my virginity to probably 14, 16 year old in Texas. We probably had sex a couple times.
Where?
In her vagina.
In the butt ball. Well, yeah, of a Volkswagen or what? Oh,
no, it was right. On the riverbed there in Canyon Lake, Texas.
On the riverbed. Nice.
That's kind of cool.
But not 10 years old. That's fucked up.
So what was your first
yeah.
thing? You were
no
like
offense,
a teenager.
Okay. So my first where I was actually
the first one that you weren't
like,
being
where, when were you the predator?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, so that would have to be I was.
What's your real first time?
I was 16 and like a half, 16, 17 years old. And I won't say her name because it's the only girl I've ever dated with that name, so I won't say it. But her family was really like super Christian,
Agrippa,
super like Jesus. I call her Jesus girl, but she we had sex many times on her like swing outside of her house.
Ooh,
it was a sex
Ooh.
Swing.
It was a sex
nice.
Swing.
And just so you know, it gave a whole new meaning to Longhorn. Yeah.
And I gotta say, Lee,
I don't know what that means.
Neither of those are horrible stories. Those.
Well,
no,
the molestation one was pretty bad.
I didn't I didn't feel like it was molestation because
you're the boy.
I am jealous of every. Oh God, I sound so misogynist. I am jealous of every kid who's been like screwed by his teacher because that never happened to me. I had such hot teachers.
Happened to me.
Well, yeah, we all kind of fantasize about that, but
if
it's not appropriate.
How old are you? You banged
over
the teacher?
Here, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
You banged the teacher? Are you
yes.
kidding me?
Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you that story.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Let's stop the quiz for 1 second. We must learn the story.
How old were you when you banged the teacher?
I was 16.
Oh.
What year
was your teacher?
This?
Oh,
ish.
Oh, God. 1960. I'm going to say 68, 69, right in
the
there.
Cusp of the summer of
life. Just say 69.
Okay, 69.
Your teacher
and
was 69?
How old was your teacher?
It was the summer of love.
How old
baby.
Was your teacher?
Ish. She was actually, I really don't know directly, but I'll give you my best guess at the time. I'm going to say she was probably in her mid-30s.
Oh, my.
Wow.
And she
married?
Was the,
Wow.
I don't know if she was married or not. I didn't ask that question. Hey. I didn't even ask to see ID.
Well, his mouth is full.
You know? But she was like the sexiest female teacher at our school. I mean, she was young. She was good. She taught an art class.
Is she still in the bank up there?
Oh,
it's always the art teacher.
I want to say, though, if you at 16 thought she was like 30s.
Uh-huh.
Bet you damn sure she was in her early 20s. Because that just looks old.
Oh, wait. That's but true. I call bullshit because you said you lost your virginity in 71.
Well, no. That was an earlier thing. I mean, this was the first teacher I ever got.
But that's your virginity.
Well, yeah. That you
How
know.
Can you get the teacher first and then lose your virginity in 71? Come
no, I did the teacher later. I'm sorry.
Oh, he got the math
okay.
wrong.
Yeah. Oh, okay, so you just got your years mixed up.
Well, yeah. he's had a couple drinks, so it's okay.
That's awesome.
Okay.
No, but...
No, that was a, those,
yeah,
a
no,
nice,
see, all these lawsuits and kids getting brought up and teachers and... I'm like, keep your fucking mouth shut, dudes. You're
That's
ruining
what's happening.
It for everybody else.
That's what's happening. They're bragging to their friends.
I wished something like that would happen to me. And none of the priests Eighth ever grade. Even looked at me.
Eighth grade. Oh, my God. Oh.
And one of them was even had allegations against him for much the same
but he's
thing.
All not you, Rory.
Yeah,
no.
Did you feel like you weren't good enough?
No. I remember he came the summer we moved to the parish. He came over midsummer to invite me to be an altar boy since I knew I'd already been trained to do that.
And, a wee little peek.
And he invited me to a couple of, like, a pool party and a barbecue and a turkey shoot with the other boys. And what I've since realized is the dude was totally pre-interviewing me and came to the conclusion that I was so much of a mama's boy that it was not worth his time.
A wee little bit of ball sweat.
I
would have
gone run off and told that shit.
Yeah. Rory looks like he's going to tell.
Right. Yeah. I was the kind of kid that would always tell.
Yeah, you didn't want to do that kind of kid.
You want the shifty kid who will, like, steal something for a quarter.
Yeah.
Back to the quiz.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Who's the most famous and most interesting person you've ever met?
That I've ever met? Sorry, Richie. most famous and interesting person? Oh, man.
I heard you say
Art Bell.
Oh, wow. Oh,
you've really met cool. Art Bell?
Art Bell, dude.
That's a gold-winning
Now, let me give a caveat.
I just completed.
Listen, a caveat. I've never met him in person, but I'm a ham radio operator. He's a ham radio operator.
Oh, that's even cooler,
We've
dude.
Talked a lot on the radio. But,
wow.
No, that's even cool. Does he know your name?
No,
like, would he know your name if, like, you called in and just, hey, Art, what's happening?
He would know my call sign.
Yeah, what's your ham radio handle?
What's your handle?
KE7KPY. Kilo Echo 7, Kilo Papa Yankee.
Fucking nerdcore.
It's extremely nerd. Literally.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I know. No, I've been begging Richie to get his ham radio license, and I even bought him a radio, and he still hasn't done it.
But I listen a lot.
He does listen a lot.
All right, Richie.
Dude, that is going to be a hard answer to beat, Richie.
That's true.
Are you kidding?
Oh,
no, it's not.
God.
He knows.
Well,
come on.
He knows. Started with
you're talking to three dorks who started a podcast because they like
Art
listening
Bell
to personality
awesome.
Radio.
Yeah.
Art is
one of the holy men of my universe.
Yeah. I just wait real quickly. Isn't Art Bell still on? Doesn't he still do ham?
Yes.
And he's still on the air because I think I've heard him.
Well, I think the show largely has turned over to George Norrie.
Yeah, George Norrie.
He hates totally. George Norrie.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that
no.
That is so awesome.
No, George Norrie took the show in a direction he didn't like. He doesn't like Clear
fucking
Channel.
Shadow
he started
people.
His own show with Sirius.
Oh, about the business. Yeah.
It's a whole story. Anyway, but he's still...
No,
he
but the Shadow People bullshit sucked ass. Norrie loved it.
I looked out of the corner of my eye, dude, and I totally saw a shadow person. I totally swear I wasn't smoking dope. But,
But he is still on the ham radio, right?
He's on the ham radio, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Excellent.
No, but go ahead. Are you kidding? You
Your
totally
answer.
Can beat this.
My answer, oh, gosh.
It might be more famous, but it might not be as cool.
It might not be as cool.
We already
know
you know Dino.
Cool.
Right, Dino, that is
He knows
you.
Dino, Fucking he knows cool. Frank, he knows, oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Was it the McGuire sisters?
How many of the Rat Pack do you know?
You
the
know,
ones that
I
count?
Knew all of them. I knew the ones that counted, to be honest with you.
I think we all
Did
know.
Did you ever meet
Who
Sonny
that
King?
Is? Sorry, yes. Peter Lawford.
You know Sonny King?
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Sonny? Yeah, he was at the Nugget not too long ago.
I know one of his sons and some of his...
Well, the question, Rory, was the most famous.
Yeah,
not
most famous.
The most famous.
That's
all
a
right.
kind of obscurely famous.
All
just,
right. If I had to say the most famous would probably be the one man that... Luella Parsons once said, every woman wants to fuck him and every man wants to be him. Sinatra.
Yeah. I figured as much.
It would have
I'm
to be.
I'm still going to say.
Now, is your answer for interesting another person?
God.
Who's the most interesting?
The God. Most interesting and actually the most educating, the most interesting, the most provocative was probably Dean.
Rad.
You know, Dean was a guy who taught me pretty much what the entertainment business was all about. Dean taught me that, you know, one of the things Dean used to always tell me is he'd go, because I was 20 years younger than Dean, 22 years younger than Dean. Dean would come up and he'd say, you having a good time, Pally? And I'd say, yeah, Dean, I'm having a great time. And I really was. I was, you know, a 21-year-old kid hanging with the Rat Pack. And, you know,
right,
how much
right.
better does it get? And Dean used to look at me and he'd smile and his eyes would kind of light up and he'd say, enjoy it now because it ain't going to last forever. And he was right.
Yeah. I'm not, no, yeah.
Dean was right.
Uncle Dino, you know. Man. Love that cat. He's so cool.
Being approximately 20 years older than 21. That's all I need. Yep. Yeah. There you go. It's all right. Dead on.
Rick, did you have a question?
Yeah, a regular quiz a question before question. We get oh. to the rapid fire.
Have you ever tasted your own DNA?
And by DNA, he means number 3.
Okay, I know what he means.
I don't know what he means.
No, Richie, think about this.
Okay.
Have you ever tasted
what
your own...
What carries your DNA and
your
gives
DNA.
It?
Oh, okay. Okay, got it. Okay.
Your blood.
Spunk.
Yeah.
Your skin cells.
I actually have not. I have not. Jesus. You are such a liar. No, I really haven't. Okay.
I've tasted it harder. You've never licked milk. It off.
No, I've never tasted it. I have no idea what mine tastes like. I want to be specific. Mine. Your turn, Richie.
You
go ahead.
Bruce?
I think Lee might win just this one.
I think he's got this one. I really do, because I know I've never.
Not even accidentally?
Not even accidentally that okay. I know. I have, you know, like you said, others, but not mine.
Well, Richie, how often do you masturbate? How often is that like a
is
danger?
There a limit?
No. What's your regularity? I mean, older gent. I am genuinely actually curious.
Yeah, we are
in
interested.
Your answer.
Yeah.
Okay,
I can't ask my dad this, so I should ask you.
You should. And I'm going to give you an honest, 100% honest answer.
Ooh.
I mentioned earlier because I think one of you asked me how old I was, and I mentioned I was 64 years old. My wife is 26. You figure out how often I do it.
Oh
wow!
Oh. Okay.
Oh
damn.
So that means, Rory, we get to look forward to another 20 or 30 years of doing things.
Yeah,
oh, we thought Lee.
But what, Nick doesn't?
No, Nick's, but well.
Like, why just me and you? Are you leaving Nick out for any reason?
Sorry.
Oh, God,
okay.
You're an ass.
You can ask Lee.
Lee, same
Nick
question.
Has orgasms. I didn't mean to imply.
Nick also likes shit.
I have a girlfriend.
But off, yeah.
Couple times a week.
Couple times a week.
Yeah.
Winner.
I mean, okay. I have a regular girlfriend, and I still.
No, I have. Sex
I still. I still pound out at least 5 out
exactly.
of
7. Exactly. See.
You don't want to.
5
go
out of 7's more than a couple times a week.
You don't want to show up fully cocked. You know. You gotta.
Right.
You gotta last.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You know,
they're like, wow, that was a great.
But
thing,
if you're gonna do it, you have to plan that out like
a week.
6 to 12 hours in advance.
You gotta let off
sooner than that, then you're still like weak.
Let off the edge.
Yeah. Like, gentlemen, it's called Viagra.
No, Cialis, get with the times.
Oh, when you are going to do that, when you surf
called Salvia.
You surf the net for internet porn, right?
What is it?
What are the favorite keywords you like to use when you search
God.
To jerk? Search
are you
to
serious?
Jerk. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's keywords.
This guy's a free spirit. So
he's a freak.
Sexy, muscular, black guys.
That's exactly
hold on,
what he
hold on.
Maybe big butts or...
Zombie.
Whoa.
I'm just kidding. No.
I've seen zombie porn.
Keep
weird.
The tip.
Really weird.
I am going to look it up tonight. No, honestly, I would say voluptuous, plump. I like big girls.
You're a chubby chaser?
I am, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Big
I will admit
and
it.
Beautiful.
Straight out, I will admit it. I like
BBW wow. or BBB? Or both.
Whoa, what does the last B stand for in that? The BBB?
White or black, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, BBW.
Well, go home
is
and
big,
search it.
You'll
love it.
Big beautiful
right?
woman, but what's BBB?
Big beautiful black woman.
Oh,
BBW.
I mean, I got a thing. I got a taste for the brown sugar myself, so I'm just curious. That's you know nothing about that.
I only will like watching black guys when they're fucking skinny white boys. Just for the record.
I didn't ask you. All right, Richie.
Yes, sir.
You've searched the internet. What are your favorite keywords when you search the journal?
Tiny tits.
He's right. Believe it or not, he is right.
Raisinets.
I want my motorboat to go nowhere.
I want it to sound like a rubber band.
I look for two things. I look for tiny tits.
And one's on the left and one's on the right.
Yes.
Oh, no, two things. What are the two things?
Oh, my God.
Please let the guests answer the question.
I'm sorry.
Lee's over there just cracking up because I think he knows the answers. But anyway, tiny tits are one. Blowjobs or the other.
Yeah.
I put
tiny
it
tip blowjob. Now, do you like just blowjob or deep throat gagging?
Oh, my God.
You know, it has to be in the right moment.
Very good, sir. I do. I completely. Whoops. I completely understand that answer. Some of them are tacky. Some of them are erotic.
Yes, exactly.
Are you sure this isn't Loveline? This feels like Loveline right now.
Nick, let's go to the rapid fire question.
Rapid fire.
Don't think, just answer.
Okay.
Richie.
Yes.
Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
All right. Lee?
Elvis.
All right.
Tommy Dorsey or Jimmy Dorsey?
No, shut up, Rick. You're ruining it.
Do it.
Tommy Dorsey or Jimmy Dorsey?
Go ahead.
Both.
Tommy, I have no idea.
Oh. All
right. Sorry. Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Ooh, okay. So nice. We know what we got to do. That. All right. Clash or Sex Pistols?
Sex Pistols.
Zeppelin or The Who?
Zeppelin.
Yeah, Zeppelin.
All right. Joan Jett or Debbie Harry?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Right. And I like that variation the best.
Ooh.
I'm going to say Debbie Harry.
I'm going to say the other.
Joan Jett.
Yeah, I like Joan Jett.
All right.
Max's Kansas City, Debbie Harry.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer, because I get smoke pot.
AIDS.
Woo!
You eat smoke pot for that, too.
Yeah.
Woo! Did you seriously pick AIDS?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
All right.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Yeah.
Just all right. So people know this. Coke.
Yeah, Lee, don't think. Just answer.
Okay. I'm trying.
Like every night. Lee goes, and Richie answers.
beat up or arrested?
Doesn't that happen at the same time nowadays?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Don't you get beat
but
up
you get
and then
one
arrested?
Or the other.
I would say arrested because I've been arrested before.
Arrested.
And just a side note on police brutality, Brian Burghardt's going to be on the fucking Daily Show tomorrow, which is going to be
for you
listeners. But
I'm going to watch that. Yeah.
Let's all give Brian a pat on the back.
Yes, indeed.
Show with Jon Stewart. That's pretty neat, man.
That's huge.
All right, back to the quiz. Creamy or crunchy?
Creamy.
I don't even know what that's in reference to, but I'm going to say crunchy. Peanut butter?
Nice.
Peanut butter, dude.
Okay,
butter.
Crunchy.
Butter.
Crunchy.
Crunchy
yeah.
chafes more, but it's worth it.
Don't be
all right. Weed or beer?
Weed.
All right.
Yeah.
I like you guys. Meth or Mountain Dew?
What's that?
Meth or Mountain Dew?
Meth or Mountain Dew? I'm going to say Mountain Dew.
At my age, Mountain Dew.
But in the past.
Meth.
I like it that way.
They call it pesticide.
Kirk or Picard?
Picard.
Oh, I know the answer to this.
Picard.
Oh. Kirk.
Yep, I thought so. Yeah. All right. Gay or ginger?
Gay.
Amen. Nobody wants to have red hair. They're moly and they burn in the sun.
Let's go with Coldplay or Nickelback?
Coldplay.
I
can't listen.
All right,
to Nickelback
or herpes?
Nickelback. So officially, Nickelback is now better than herpes.
All right.
That should be there.
Nickelback on repeat for 100 days or herpes?
Nickelback. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nickelback is the only thing you ever hear for the rest of your life musically. Or herpes.
Herpes.
Okay.
Rest of my life?
I just herpes. Wanted to get that answer.
Herpes
out
only
of you.
Breaks out once in a while.
Exactly.
Is forever.
There's some topical ointment I'm
right.
sure I could rub on that. So.
There's pills.
Yeah.
Are you
fine.
A top or a bottom?
There might be. I'm a top.
Notice how he wants to answer that.
Top.
Top.
Bullshit. No, top. Richie,
no.
Yes. Lee, no.
Cheater or cheated?
Cheated.
I've been both. I cheated when I was 14.
Both is an acceptable
answer.
And
I swore I would never do it again. But I've been cheated on many times. So I cheated.
All right. Well, let's do a couple more here. How about Ozzy or Ronnie James Dio?
Ooh, Ozzy. Ozzy still.
Ozzy,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ozzy.
All right. Take diarrhea or throwing up, vomit?
To eat it or to have it?
It's just a question.
Throwing up.
Puke or diarrhea?
I would rather have diarrhea. I hate throwing up.
All right. We got finally had a split up answer there. Okay. Now for your final question. Let's do blind or deaf.
Oh, yeah.
Blind or deaf.
Oh. blind. I'd rather be blind.
I think I'd rather be blind, yeah. Oh,
right. One arm or one leg?
Ooh. Arm.
Ouch, that's a
leg.
New
leg, because I'm ambidextrous. And so
and he can do it with both hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, so wouldn't that mean you'd rather lose an arm and be one-armed? Because you'd be okay with either one, but you'd still have to be able to walk.
70s yeah. Bush or shaved?
I don't mind a little bush.
Little bush.
He's okay. Talking about the presidency.
Oh, well then.
I'm kidding, he's not. There was Bush.
Bush really was still Bush. CIA okay. in the 70s, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, so that's
and
like...
And that worked out them. Pretty fucking well then. Yeah.
In that case, I like Clinton. shaved.
Yeah.
Really?
I like Clinton too.
That's surprising. Dirty that surprises
old
me.
Man.
Really?
Dirty
all right, for your final question. Okay. If you can live in a world with either only Elvis or only Star Trek, which do you choose?
Star Trek.
This hurts, Richie.
Star Trek.
Oh, wow. More,
yes!
More nerd than
nerd
music freak.
You guys did
that's
great.
That's awesome.
Rory,
congratulations.
Tell me up the scores.
I'm going to pretend that I'm adding things together. And I'm going to say, with his big answers there at the end, Lee edged out Richie
nice.
By 100 points.
Oh, yeah.
What a stunning upset.
Oh, it's
wow.
Stunning upset. At a score with 2, 4, 6, 8, 12.
I thought you had it, Richie.
1,500 points for Richie, 1,600 points
nice,
for Lee.
Nicely.
I, go, I got drunker as it went. So
edged
I think that's what
him
happened.
Out there with those big points there at the end.
Fucking fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. Let's hear some
wow.
more music.
Yeah. What a great idea.
All right.
What do you guys got for us?
Did you enjoy that?
Mm-hmm. I did. I'm
I
sorry.
Did too.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
Seriously, I'm getting damp in here. It's hot.
It is
yeah,
getting,
it's getting a little
let's
warm.
Have, let's have a song. Let's say
I'm
goodbye.
I'm getting wet right
and
sitting
then
right
maybe
here.
One more
yeah.
song.
All right. Oh, this is Lee's song.
Drop the mic, yo.
The day that they're gonna throw it back to you. Somehow you should've realized what you got to do. I don't believe anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I'd like to say to you, but I don't know how. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had any doubt. I don't believe anybody feels the way I do about you now. We have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I'd like to say to you, but I don't know how. I don't know how. But maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall. Wonderwall.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Mother F word.
That was rad.
That was pretty fantastic.
I like that song better that way.
Hell yeah.
I'm sick of the other one.
I find it more relatable.
Yeah, me too.
Good. Do you ever watch Postmodern Jukebox?
Yes, I love them so much. Oh my God.
You guys remind me of that a lot. So.
Oh.
So remind me, we can find you both on the Facebookery.
Yes.
Correct? All right. And where you play regularly at the Polo Lounge.
Right.
And.
Pietro's. It's above
Pietro's is the one that's every weekend, and Polo Lounge is every other
Wednesday. Lounge is every second and fourth Wednesday of the month.
Gotcha.
Pietro's is every weekend. It's above from the Blind Onion. They're on Victorian Square, right where Victorian.
The start of the rib cook-off, as you would.
Actually, from the east side, yeah.
I always tell people it's between the Blind Onion, which is great pizza.
And the toy museum.
And Oski's.
Oh,
yeah. That's true.
And I know
I
this.
I like both those spots.
I know. And I go into Oski's, and they're so good to
they're
us.
Amazing.
Great
they
Reno are
amazing.
Great
we go in there, and they're always.
Sparks Bar. Excuse
it
me.
Is,
great
yeah.
Sparks Bar.
It's a good little
the alley's
spot
up
there.
The street from us. And Kathy and Irene's, of course.
Nick,
great
basin. Do you have anything happening coming up this weekend?
Oh, God. This weekend. Let me think. Yes. Saturday, you can come see Nowhere, Nevada. This is a secret.
I've got to see that.
Exclusive for our listeners, y'all invited.
If you're part of the Morris Burner community, or say you're an actor in the movie.
There's a couple black dudes in that shit, too.
And really, anybody who's listening to this show, there's a really good probability you were an actor in this movie.
That's true.
Or had something to do with it.
Right on. So, Morris Burner Hotel at 8 o'clock p.m. Saturday the 20th. They're doing a art car drive-in for Nowhere, Nevada. Come see it. Hopefully, we'll do in a second show at 10 o'clock, too. Although, that is also the night that E40 and Too Short.
Ooh. Having the after party at the Jub Jub.
That's right. That's a big ass deal. We all want to go see
Too Short. Is going to be at Jub Jub's.
You didn't go to Jub's for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's say that one last time. Liquid eyeliner. Too Short. Too Short is going to be at Jub Jub's.
Motherfuck you, damn shithead bitch. You work fast food and you think you're rich.
Look at Nick getting all G on us.
So that's coming up. Candy Shop's going to be playing with the Stabby Unicorn video premiere. So we're practicing and getting back in the saddle.
Fucking right.
Riku's Ma.
Back in the saddle again.
My ex-wife and Margie and John, who used to be Lovis. No. But we're all back. The gang's back together.
God.
Hey.
Always start like a band with couples that are together. And,
it always works out.
It works out great.
Like
fuck
a
the
charm.
Reverend Rory down.
Hey, fuck you, whore.
What do you
have excuse me. Excuse me. Shouldn't say
Evil Dead starting, right?
Evil Dead opening night is September 26th here. It's a Friday night, about a week and a half from now. Please check us out. We'd like to, it's a show. We'd like to have sellout audiences every night. And we really think it's going to be, despite the fact that we have no physical advertisement anywhere in town as of today, and maybe not even by this weekend. There's been enough pre-sale buzz happening. You can get your tickets online at Brown Paper Bag Tickets or Brown Paper Tickets. Brownpapertickets.com.
Can you get them at the Good Luck Macbeth?
You can buy them physically at the box office when you show up. But if you want advance tickets to make sure you get in, Brown Paper Tickets.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You probably go to the box office if somebody's there.
Evil Dead the Musical.
Evil Dead the Musical. It's going to be fantastic. I will be the MC for the prize portion of the beginning
Finally
of the show.
Can.
Fuck you, Rory.
Yeah, screw you. It's going to be awesome. If you sit in the first three rows, wear clothes that you don't mind getting fake blood on. If you sit in the fourth row.
Think noir when you go.
If you sit in the fourth row, wear clothes that you might not mind getting.
Gallagher.
You wear in the fifth row, you're probably fine. But we will not guarantee that your whites will stay white.
Lee can bring oatmeal.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Bloody blood.
Menstrual oatmeal.
Nice. Oh, you guys want to hear a fucked up story I wanted to tell you before?
Oh, but Evil Dead the Musical, Evil Dead the Musical.
The oatmeal reminded me. Dude, before the show, 2 hours before this show that we're recording right here, I'm having a beer over at my friend's house, and I'm in a nice recliner, and I'm sitting there, and Mikey calls, and I'm on the phone with her, and I got the beer up here. And I forgot that I have a nervous habit of breaking the tab off and dropping it in the beer.
I do that
beer.
Too. And you drop it in the drink?
Yeah, it's in the beer.
I did
the
same thing.
You know, you know it's in there. You go, oh, yeah, it's in there. I fucking swallowed it, man.
Oh my God.
I have a
and now
it's
in your stomach?
Can
you feel it going down?
I think it's finally made it past my chest, so it's like
you're gonna grow a beer in there,
Nick,
now.
Are you gonna?
That's what happens.
But anyway, part of the cure is to eat a lot of oatmeal because it's high in fiber and shit.
Well, tomorrow morning, and it'll smooth out those edges that might cut your fucking intestines.
Oh
up.
My God!
No. That's
so.
Not
this
the
might
way
be
it works.
Nick's last show.
Fuck you, man. I'm gonna pass it. This too
it
shall pass.
It won't be your last show because tomorrow morning when you get up, you will pass a 6-pack.
and I dare you to drink that butt beer.
Recycle that butt beer.
That's some brown ale right there.
And that's just like having sex with Don Johnson.
I would like to in a moment of
what a weird,
redirecting,
obscure reference, sir.
Redirecting this conversation back to things I'm doing.
Yeah, right. Forgot.
Don't forget, you can also buy pre-sale tickets for Rocky Horror, the Pinky Polansky Extravaganza.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
Two shows on Halloween at 8 and midnight. You can get tickets there at Cargo. They have their own ticket ordering site. It's an old new Cargo at Whitney Peak. Please check us out. We finally have the weekend show. It's going to be killer, and you don't want to not buy your tickets in advance.
We will all be there at both shows.
These will sell out, I guarantee you.
Fun as fuck. Best time I've ever had in my life.
Best Rocky Horror you'll ever see in your life.
Better than sex with cute guys, everything.
All right, and enough about Rick's faggotry. I would just like to say, my art faggotry is different than Rick's real faggotry.
Right.
But he has a bigger gold star because he's like actually Christian and stuff, and I'm a godless moralist. So who comes out ahead? We'll see when we're dead. My name is the Reverend Rory Dowd, and for Nick Ramirez... What are their names? Nate, the production assistant, JB, the intern, and our wonderful guests, Lee Edwards and Richie Bellarini. I'd like to say, life is short, and I love you. So good night, ladies.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly whites. Just a jackknife has old MacHeath, babe, and he keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites, oh, its teeth, dear, scarlet billows, they start to spread. Fancy gloves, oh, where's old MacHeath, babe? So there's never a trace of red. Here we go, up, up. On a sidewalk, oh, on a sidewalk. Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Woo! And someone sneaking round that corner.
Who that someone?
Could that someone be Mac the Knife? Boy, there's a tugboat, oh, down by the river, don't you know? Well, seaman bag, just a drooping on down. Now that Samantha's there, oh, it's there for the wait, dear. Bob, get your tent, oh, Mac is back in town.
You hear about Louis Miller?
I did not. Tell me about him.
That's because he don't have a Twitter.
Ah.
He totally tweeted this after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now MacHeath spends like a sailor.
Oh, like a sailor.
Could it be? Our boys the summon rash.
Take it away, Cat.
Oh, Chinadiva.
Oh, Chinadiva.
Oh, Sugitori. Look out, Madalina. And old Lucy B.
look out for me, La Linga and the Lucy Brown. Hold along, folks, on the right day. Now that Maggie's back in town.
Look out, old Mac is back.
She's back.
I am sick of listening to your bitching.
Pro Tools sucks.